Episode 79 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, takes us to Count Cheney's Batcave, deep beneath the storm-lashed streets of Washington, D.C. Here we find Count Cheney's evil assistant, Rumsfeld, holding forth.
So I told them, we may have to do things, and things are rarely pretty unless they're planned to be pretty things.
You testify to Congress like that with a straight face? Don, you astound me, sir.
Gibberish with conviction is the secret, Paul.
Hello, Rumsfeld.
Hello, Doctor.
Wolfowitz, what are you doing here? Who is this?
Ah, Dr. Kissinger, allow me to introduce Larry Franklin, my personal FBI mole.
So, the two of you are hiding out here?
In a word, indeed.
Rumsfeld, who okayed this?
Well, I just thought that it might be.
You know how dangerous this is.
Hello, Dr. Henry's head.
You, shut up and stop looking like a mole.
I can't.
Wolfowitz.
Doctor, the wolves had me surrounded. There seemed no way out of this embarrassing peccadillo. The barest ghost of a hope had me stuffing Larry into my coat pocket and silently stealing into your commodious domicile.
We came here.
That is what he said, Mr. Franklin.
Oh.
Dougie Fife is down hiding in some of the lower chambers.
You are all trying to humiliate me to death, aren't you?
Doctor, I was only 4 months from retirement. Mossad was building me a nice little place near Jerusalem.
So you really are a spy.
Oh, yes, sir.
Wolfowitz.
Dr. Henry, I have been captured by the limbs of Beelzebub. Beelzebub. I, who have sought to advance America's interests into every sphere to my own detriment.
Paul.
I, who have battled Congress with a ferocity unrivaled. I, who have...
Wolfowitz.
What?
Quit, oh. Donald. Allowing these three to hide here was a mistake. Wolfowitz, having an Israeli mole in the FBI... Well, I've heard worse, but Congress and the public won't like it.
They won't, will they?
You should have immediately announced that Franklin was on your staff stealing intel from Israel.
You mean a double agent?
Obviously.
You see why he's Dr. Henry?
He's good.
You should promptly get some of your press assets to begin hinting that Franklin was working with both sides. Take Doug Fife with you and have him do the same. See if Mossad can give you some intel that won't upset anyone. Release it as ours from our double agent.
Dr. Henry, that's brilliant. What should I do?
Well, Franklin, how's your health?
Pretty good, sir.
That's too bad. Are you feeling suicidal?
Not since my doctor made me stop betting on the Red Sox.
Oh, well, perhaps we should have you poisoned.
Oh.
Or you'll have to learn to lie.
Well, I don't have to learn, sir. I work for Mossad and the FBI.
Fine. How is the convention going, Rumsfeld?
Oh, dear. The new Barney the Dog film got a better response than the first Daughters. The speeches are predictable.
They'd better be. I warned Rove, but he never listens.
The master called a little while ago and says it's going better than it looks on TV.
All that means is that he's making a profit.
He's getting more business support for more wars.
Then some good may come of it, then.
Michael Reagan gave a nice speech about Ronnie, then the RNC video about him.
They had that clip of you saying that Reagan won the Cold War, Henry. Very serendipitous.
It was hogwash. I had to say something quickly. My head was rolling off the mannequin we borrowed. Reagan won nothing.
Henry, that's unpatriotic.
Let me just take some notes,
doctor.
Here.
The Soviet Union collapsed because their economy collapsed as it should have. The Russians, the East Germans, the Poles, and Czechs brought down the Soviet Union. Reagan was a bit of a fool. His optimism was a cover for a lack of meaningful ideas. When is Richard scheduled to speak?
He'll be on in about an hour.
Don, what's funny about that?
His speeches are usually quite ugly. He has a knack for sadism that makes him seem fairly mild while he's being extraordinarily cool.
It's a wonderful characteristic. If Master really is on his game, his victim, his audience starts bleeding from the ears and eyes.
You know, I've always liked Dick, but are we absolutely certain that having a vampire on board is a great idea, Doctor?
We can never be certain of anything in politics, Paul. fall, even with modern polling. Richard is tough, and that's what we need to handle Rome.
And George?
You can handle George with shiny toys, sock puppets, and glow-in-the-dark Bibles.
Sock puppets? This is great!
You are taking notes, Mr. Franklin?
I'm a spy, Dr. Kissinger.
That's too bad. Wolfowitz, arrange a nice accident for Larry.
Ah, Lawrence, a major peccadillo.
Oh, boy. A major accident for Larry. Whoops.
Episode 79 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations are washed on a cold and gentle cycle, followed by a tumble with other fine washables. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. Stay tuned!